I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend.
Just a cool ass dude, man.
Yeah, man. Come on.
What a cool ass guy.
You imagine sounding like this when you sing.
I'm talking about, I would sing sentences to women.
I would
never talk. I would just sing to
this it. Would just be two and guys was, singing sports.
And just saying, baby, all day. I was like, damn. Yes, that's how I would walk around. And I would wear like bell bottoms until I couldn't wear it no more. Like, cause this
sure.
is it, like,
yeah, cause he was kind of peaked. He always had like a cool like skull cap on.
Yes, like he's the originator of wearing a skull
buttons
cap
way open with like some nice necklaces or
wearing
something.
Wearing a damn Scully in June in Georgia.
Yeah,
I still don't understand how that's possible, but hey,
he had like a t-shirt deep V with like a vest on. It's like, what kind of outfit is this?
I'm talking,
but
matter.
He looked awesome,
and he says, baby. Yep. Like, yeah, man.
Some guys, some folks can just do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. It just be as
some
cool
folks
as possible.
Can't.
Yeah. Damn. And that, I was asking, would I rather be an athlete or a good singer? Good singer.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, in terms of the power rankings of all
yeah.
of it, like, you know, to be able to have been an NFL player for
it's
11
awesome.
Years, pretty
it's,
cool,
it's
too.
Coolest thing in the world.
Pretty cool, too. But, yeah, I think in terms of, like,
but
the,
be like
the most, like, you know, you're getting the most out of it
yeah.
for the longest.
Yeah.
You're still singing.
Hell yeah.
Till they tell you to go home.
Yeah.
Like Mick Jagger's still out there on stage.
Yeah.
Man's 80 years old.
Yes. I would, like, yeah. I mean, I'm blessed. I got to live my dream. I did. But, like, you telling me that I could be reincarnated as, like, Stevie Wonder, but can see? I'll take it. I damn sure will.
I don't think that's how it works.
Hey.
You got to sacrifice those.
Don't let me get started on Stevie, okay? We're
not, you want to be?
Because every time I say Stevie, my algorithm gives me this damn Stevie, a new Stevie video that
yeah,
I ain't
Stevie
seen.
Yeah, Stevie conspiracy theories.
It gives me a new video that I ain't seen of Stevie.
Stevie's seen it.
And I exactly, see what I'm saying? And I always start laughing, and then, bro, Randy, you know you're going to hell, Randy. I'm not going to hell, all right? It's going to take me a minute to get into heaven because, you know, that line's just going to be, you know.
That's a great question, though. You're as talented musically as Stevie Wonder
okay.
or Ray Charles.
Okay.
You're genius. Like
yes.
legitimately
yeah.
one of the great musical geniuses in the history of this country.
Yes.
But you're blind.
Okay.
You take the trade-off?
Why not?
Oh, I like seeing.
I like seeing too, dog. But hey, you saw Ray. I can feel her arms. I can feel her form. I can feel a phone. Now, the biggest thing about that, you got to, you know, because you can't see your money. You can't see your spreadsheet. But I'm sure they do it in, in Brie.
Brill.
Yeah,
Brill.
I'm sure they do, like, spreadsheets in Brill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they do.
I was. We were somewhere recently, and there was some Braille, and Lily was like, "What's that?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "That's so folks, people that can't see, so blind people are able to read." And she was like, "Can you read it?" And I was like, "No, I can't.
I'm excited.
I can touch it mm-hmm. and feel it, but I don't know what the dots really. I mean,
because they have one of the dots in the elevator here.
They have them all over the place.
Yeah, they have them all over the place. Yeah. But now tell me this: would I still have lived the life I've lived and lived?
No. You got to go back to square one and be blind.
No, I'm saying, like, you say or. Like, I can have.
Or you can be you.
I can be me and
yeah, yeah,
in my
not,
life.
You don't have to be some other bum.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not. No. It's a win either way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, yeah. But, yeah, man, like, just to be, go meet Stevie and, like, hey, Stevie ain't know he had beads on the end of them braids.
You
know,
can hear it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have thought it was something else, man. Yeah.
I could hear it.
Yeah.
He could really hear it.
Yeah.
Because they say when you lose one of your senses, all your other ones are heightened.
And all that stuff like that.
I said this a few months ago when we talked about this. I'll say it again. We're due for a blind musician.
It's been a long time.
You know? And I know last time we said this, some folks let us know there are some rappers that are blind.
We know. But we're ready
to, like, for a big one. Like, Stevie Wonder is one of the biggest musicians in the history of American popular music.
Yes.
Ray Charles is one of the biggest musicians in the history. Like, I know that folks sent me the folks, and that's great. That's awesome that they did that. Along. But, I mean, we need, like, you know, somebody's got to be to the level of, like, Taylor Swift, but blind.
With a harmonica.
Yeah, and also where all the harmonicas
go. The harmonica guys at? Please do not send me a bunch of playlists with the harmonica people. I know they are out there.
Last harmonica I heard was like Blues Traveler in the 90s. It's been a while.
Yes, I know.
Outkast had harmonica on a couple songs.
Yes, we know. They do have people that the harmonica and all that.
But like Bob Dylan would be out there with the harmonica like necklace.
With a necklace on. That's what I need. I need a necklace harmonica guy.
We do. We're due
for
that.
I know they are out there. I do.
No, but we need like somebody who that's their go-to.
I know that.
Blind person with a necklace harmonica. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at? I'm buying the album.
With braids with beads.
Randy's buying the album. All right. Yeah. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
What?
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The biggest news of the day in the National Football League is the trade.
Yeah, man.
That is sending George Pickens from Pittsburgh to the Dallas Cowboys. 2026 third-round draft pick and I think a 2027 fifth-rounder, sixth-rounder, or something like that. So the Cowboys add another receiver. Steelers trade for DK Metcalf earlier in the offseason, so I guess that's a swap there, and they're probably going to need to add another receiver at some point over the summer. But yeah, man, George Pickens, fresh start, I suppose.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, George's last year of his contract. The funny thing is, like, how hopefully Jerry knows his agent, because he's the same age as Michael Parsons, who said he told the people that he didn't know who Michael Parsons' agent was and all those different things. If Mike T gives up on you, and I hate to say that's what this is, but to me, it seems like it.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay. But then
it does seem like
then
that.
You look at it, the business side of it. He's the last year of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to give him what he wants because you gave DK all that money.
Because DK has a big contract.
Yeah, DK got a big contract. And so that can go into a lot of the thought process behind this. I mean, he's in a better situation, in my opinion, as far as talent around him.
Yeah, he knows who his quarterback is.
Yeah, he knows
who
his quarterback
is. At the very least.
He has a legit number one superstar receiver in CeeDee Lamb. The offensive line's going to be better. Ferg is a really good tight end. So he's going to have his opportunities, and he's going to get a lot of one-on-one coverage because of CD.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, he should go in there and play well. Now, the thing with it is because I don't get the sense from listening to people talk, and especially, like, listening to the people of Georgia, that Georgia's a bad kid. He's a bad – like, he does dumb stuff.
Right, he's not a bad kid. He's just kind of immature.
He's not a bad person. He just does immature stuff. Yeah. I showed the one where he just yanked the Cowboys. I will say,
he does immature stuff. Oftentimes I find funny.
That is funny. But, yeah, you don't want
you know
to.
I mean?
So I'm wanting to paint George as a bad person.
Right.
I don't think he's a bad person at all. But, you know, the immaturity things and, you know, them not wanting to give him a new contract. So you got third round pick for him.
Yeah.
And he goes to a better situation where he can pay. Now, the one thing about Dallas pays. And you know, if he can sit there because he has a quarterback, in my opinion, I think Dak Prescott is a leader amongst men, and I think that he'll respect that. Now, you don't want to take George's edge because George is an edgy player, plays on the edge, all those things. That's what makes him who he is as a player. So you want to take that away from him. But, I just, you know, I wasn't surprised by it. I kept saying, like, why would you trade George Pickens? And you remember I found out who the wide receiver coach was for Pittsburgh. I was like, bless this man right here. You got DK and George in the same damn room?
Not anymore. You just said a whole bunch of stuff that kind of got me thinking – contract year two, like George Pickens might have a great year this year.
Yes.
Like all those different ingredients and the fact that it's a contract year, like you just kind of, you know, just kind of keep it together for 17 games.
Yeah.
George is going to put up big numbers and the Cowboys might not pay him, but somebody will. Yeah. Now that, I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I like it. This one was interesting to me. We saw this on TV yesterday. Eli Manning and Michael Strahan each have bids for minority ownership of the Giants, competing like, against each other.
Yeah, it's like
10% of the 10% team.
10% of the team. That's why when you're like, well, he just sell a 10% to both of them because he wants to sell 10.
Or 5 each.
Oh, 5 each. That's what I want 10.
I want 10.
You know, and so I don't know how you deal between, because they're both all-time greats.
Yeah.
Do you go with this point where who can give me the most liquid cash earlier or sooner? I don't know how this. I don't know how you choose between those two.
Right, because like they're both legends of the organization. Yes. Eli is a Manning, so the Manning name continues, but also Strahan's like one of the biggest superstars in media. Now.
Yes,
like he's everywhere all the time.
And so I mean, who got it? Paper, rock, scissors?
I don't know.
Name out of a hat? Yeah. Coin flip?
Yeah, it's a situation that if they handle it wrong, could kind of be ugly. You know what I mean? Like if you don't, I alienate one of these two guys.
Yeah.
Like that's not, you know what I mean?
I'm going to be involved. Mad if I don't get this 10%.
Right.
You know how much 10% of the damn NFL team is?
It's got to be about $500 million.
Dude, that's
right?
A lot of bread.
Wouldn't you think? Like, I mean, the team's got to be worth $5 billion. It's the New York Giants.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's all. 10% of that? I'm talking about the initial buy-in.
I might be wrong about the number.
I think you're wrong about the 500 mil.
Is it lower than that?
I think it might be a little lower as far as your home take.
But 500 mil is 10% of 5
but
billion,
that's what I'm
right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much is the team valued at?
Yeah.
Not necessarily the sale point. How much is it valued at? Because, you know, Forbes does the value chart and all those of the team. So that's why I say I don't know if it's that
but
much.
Also, neither one of those guys, maybe they do. I don't know their financial situations.
No.
But they're not just going to have $500 million.
No. That's why I just like when the Commanders was being bought, a team with Magic Johnson. Well, it's a team with Eli and or Michael Strahan. They ain't got. They probably don't even have 10% of that capital.
Yeah,
that's going to go into it.
Eli made a lot of money.
Eli made a whole lot of money, but you got to think about it. Are you going to spend all that money on a damn football team?
Right,
No. Eli retired. Damn it, $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put 100 of my 300 in a damn team. No, I'm not going to do all that. I do 50.
Right.
Yeah, I do 50.
Or a down payment. Is it like a mortgage situation?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you 100 of my 300. No.
Even though it's about as stone, lead, cinch, lock of an investment as there is in life right now.
It is.
You invest in a pro football or pro sports team in America right now, you're probably making money over the course of 10 years.
Now, you're talking my cheap ass. I ain't cheap. I'm not even frugal. I don't like either one of them. I'm not cheap or frugal. I just don't buy stuff I don't need. All right? It's a big difference.
What's wrong with cheap's a negative word?
I don't like.
What's wrong with frugal?
I don't like because I'm not frugal.
Thrifty?
What the hell is that? I wear nice stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to have thrifty. I wear nice stuff.
You think like thrift shop? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, I have nothing against thrift shops.
Yeah.
But okay. I wear nice stuff.
Yeah, stuff's nice.
Yeah, I don't do hand-me-downs and all that stuff. Andy?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not thrifty. Thrifty sounds. Are you? You're not thrifty.
I would say that I'm thrifty.
No, we got to come up with something different than that.
I think that means you just don't waste your money.
Thrifty means that?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. I'm thrifty then.
You're assuming that it's a thrift shop,
yeah.
Right? Like a thrift store.
Yeah. I ain't never been addressed as thrifty.
I think all those words are fine for me. I'm cheap, thrifty, and frugal.
You're not cheap.
I am cheap.
No, you're not. You're not cheap, all right? No, you're not cheap. You may be frugal, but you're not cheap. You're not cheap. Yeah, all right, stop.
No, I'm not cheap.
You're not cheap.
I what I do though is
using money carefully and not wastefully.
I am
that's what thrifty is.
I'm a very careful spender.
Put me in the thrifty category.
Very careful spender, but I will pay like 3 times as much for something right now if I know it's going to last me 10 or 15 years,
mm-hmm.
than buy some piece of crap that I'm going to have to replace.
Is that
in
why
a year.
You bought that polo?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a long term investment. As opposed to some crap from H&M that's going to fall apart the first time I sweat in it.
Hell yeah. I love it.
I don't know how long we're going to do this show, okay? We're 6 years into it right now. I give you a 100% guarantee that I will have that polo the last
day of
the
graduation.
Show. I'm going to have that polo forever. Unless I get really fat, which I don't plan on doing. But I'm going to have that polo for a really, really long time. It costs $102. You kidding me? It's outrageous. But it's starting to pay off, though. all this golf business that's rolling in. I got a text last break about some golf business.
I'm telling you, dog, it's the polo, it's the swagger, it's the championship mindset.
It's the trophy. It's the, you start putting trophies on the shelf, people want a piece of it.
It's championship mindset.
There's plenty of bunk to go around.
Yeah, I was hoping that we have,
let me tell you,
that we have the most popular show in Atlanta.
We got commercial breaks. Yeah. Three times an hour, and we will gladly do live reads in every single one of them if you give us the opportunity to do it. We'll come back and talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Somebody tell me what Lil Wayne said right here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes you just you get to a point as an artist where your voice just sounds so cool, you could just like, you can kind of just mumble. Like, Pearl Jam was in town last week. There's 40% of the Pearl Jam songs, Eddie Vedder's just, you don't even need to know. It just kind of sounds cool. Guitar sounds good. He's yelling. Everybody's happy. You're doing a good job. I heard the concert was pretty fun.
Yeah, I know. I heard too.
Yeah, I heard it was a good time.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard they did a nice job.
I'm going to get me started. Man.
Rusty came in very kind of like, what's the right word? Like cautiously. He kind of came in and was like,
"Oh yeah, Rusty.
Hey, man. Had a good time at Pearl Jam last night." And I was like, good to hear.
I was like,
"Hey, man, I'm happy for you. You don't have to tiptoe around. I'm happy that you had a good time at Pearl Jam." He was like, "Yeah, I thought about texting you, but then I didn't want to rub it in."
Rusty, that would have been a real bad move if you would have texted. Because then.
Here's the seat.
Because there's nobody.
Thanks, Rusty.
There's nobody that I've ever met in my life that's nicer than Rusty Manziel.
He's really nice.
I would have cussed Rusty's ass
really
out.
Nice guy.
I would have cussed Rusty's ass out if he would have sent you that
text. He's
nicer
than me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love you. You know I do. I love you like a brother, man. I love you, man.
Yeah, Rusty is really nice.
Rusty is a really nice guy.
Dang it. Like
you're nice. But he's like nice.
See, here's the difference. Hmm. He's like Southern nice. Like he's got that Southern hospitality warmth about him.
Rusty don't seem
like Pacific Northwest nice.
Rusty don't seem like he gets mad. Like I just seen your face.
Yeah.
You know, I done seen the Andy mad face. It looks just like the Lily mad face. So
God, I see that face a lot these
days.
Yeah,
I done seen the mad face. Yeah, but no, Rusty, yeah, but no, so but yeah, Rusty would have sent you a text and said, yeah, or oh no.
Having a great time.
With the video of him like shooting a selfie with the band in the back.
They're playing Yellow Ledbetter as their encore. I know that's your favorite.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rusty.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No, I can't get it. Oh, yeah.
I am glad that he had a good time, though. I think he took his wife. I hope they had a wonderful time.
Okay. When you take mama, I'm sure.
Yeah, you got to have a good time.
I thought he was like, if we went with like, we're like Steak or a DB or somebody. I was like, I was dead. But he went with mama, so.
Yeah, I took Abe. We're having a good time.
I took Abe to the Pearl Jam.
Yeah, texted Abe, see if he wanted to go.
Yeah.
We'll get to the back page in 15 minutes. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And we've got the top 25 coaches in college football, according to USA Today. Now, I don't know if there was a specific college football writer that made this list. I don't know if it was all of the USA Today sports staff or whatever, but they ranked their top 25 coaches in college football. And Abe put it to us yesterday and said, it's a crazy list. I think on my recycler, my promo that plays for the show, I said, what was the term that you used, Abe? It was like certifiably insane.
I'm
looking at it.
I'm looking at, okay, Kirby number
one. Seems fine.
Ryan Day number two.
Yeah.
Dabo three.
Now, I would put Dabo in front of Ryan Day.
I think Dabo was a hell of a football coach, and I think Clemson is going to be badass this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know Dabo has kind of been the brunt of a lot of people's jokes over the last handful of years just with the way that he's treated some of the evolution of college football.
Yes.
I mean, doesn't it kind of look like now Dabo is just a little ahead of the curve?
Yeah.
Because now everyone's kind of like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Dabo's like, yeah, I told you guys it was going to be crazy.
I told you it was going to be like this.
Like 5 or 6
and
years
since
ago.
Since y'all are doing that, I'm going to start dipping in there a little bit.
Well, yeah, now I'm going to do it because I want to win too. Nice. But like, it is funny how the worm kind of turned on that conversation with Dabo, where Dabo was sort of like not a laughing stock because he's whatever. He's got national championships.
Yep.
But everyone wanted to make fun of him. Meanwhile, he was in the playoff last year anyway, and now he's dipping more into the NIL stuff and transfer portal, and it looks like his team's going to be very good this year. So
I wouldn't be surprised if they run away with the ACC.
Do they have this? They've got the same quarterback.
Yes, he's coming back.
Klubnik.
I
know he's very inconsistent, but his upside is really high.
Yeah, and now I'm looking at the list. They got Cristobal at 25. They ain't nobody got as much talent as Miami.
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
No, I don't trust him.
I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all.
It's kind of wild that Lincoln Riley is at 23. Huh. Like, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get he hasn't done anything at USC. He hasn't done anything since he got out there.
But no, I don't trust him. I don't trust Mario Cristobal. He's had talent. They've had talent in Miami.
Yeah.
It's been him and his damn decision making.
Yeah, his late game decision making is very, very bad.
I don't trust this guy here.
It was bad at Oregon. It's been bad at Miami.
I'm anxious to see how Kalen DeBoer is because he got his guy. They've been successful everywhere he's been, those two guys.
His guy being Ryan Grubb.
Ryan Grubb, yeah.
Who was the offensive coordinator with him along the whole journey. And then they had all that success at Washington, and they got hired at Alabama. And then the Seahawks were like, hey, Ryan, we'd like to make you our offensive coordinator. So he took that job.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out.
Right.
Became available. We all knew it was going to happen. They waited like a month for some reason, just to sort of appearances or something. I don't know. And then so he hired him. Yeah, but I think Kalen DeBoer is a really interesting name in general. Like, obviously, he went to the national championship game in year two at Washington and had the resume to get hired there and had a great 2-year run there. I mean, year one at Alabama, they lost 4 games.
I got a question for you, Andy. Is he a better – because we both love this guy, and he's number 12. Is he better coach than Kyle Whittingham?
He doesn't have as good of a track record as Kyle Whittingham.
I don't think
now
so.
Now he's gotten higher up, but Kyle Whittingham's done it for years at Utah. Now he's had a couple down years, but I think Kyle Whittingham should be a top 10 coach on every single list until proven otherwise. I think Kalen DeBoer is too, but – I think there's a bigger microscope on him now.
Mm-hmm.
He's head coach at Alabama, and year one wasn't good.
It's different now.
Like everyone was yelling and screaming about their ranking and all that stuff, and then they lost at the end of the season in games that they shouldn't have lost in. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure on him this year to do better. I think that he will because I think that he's a really good coach. But I don't know. Sometimes guys get into situations like that and it's not a good fit
or bigger than you thought.
Pressure's
it was gonna be.
Too much or something like that. I get James Franklin. They had him at number 5. He had a really nice year last year. I think he's a really good coach, but I'd put Marcus Freeman in front of him.
I would too.
I'd put Dan Lanning in front of him. I know Dan's only had a couple years there, but Dan Lanning's doing really good things at Oregon. And I think James Franklin's a really good coach, but I wouldn't put him in the top 5.
No, I think I would probably go Marcus right there the way he is. I put Marcus in front of Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah, I would too.
I'll put Marcus Freeman in front of Steve Sarkisian.
I still have a lot of questions about Sark.
I do too.
I think Sark's a, don't get me wrong. No. Like, I think he's a really good coach. But I still don't know how many games he's won where his team wasn't clearly the better team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he goes into a matchup and it's equal, he has a hard time winning that
game. What's his biggest win? The win at Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Two years ago on the road at Alabama.
Yeah, the one at Alabama. Mm-hmm. It's a big win.
It's a big win.
It's a big win for him. Mm-hmm. Now, Jalen Monroe played like crap, but that's not his business. His defense made him play like that. But, yeah, that's his, you know, and the time that he, this year, winning the opportunity to play, hosting Georgia, lost.
Yeah, lost both of those games.
Lost both those games.
Damn near lost to Arizona State
yes.
in the playoff, the yeah. Cam Scataboo game. And then remind me, who was it that they played in the next round? Was it Ohio State?
Yes.
And Ohio State took them to the woodshed pretty good. So there it is. You know what I mean? Like the thing that he probably, or I think he's going to have, and clearly because they're spending reportedly like $35 million on their roster this year, there's not going to be very many games where Texas plays and they're not clearly the better team.
Because they're going – because that's the thing about when people talk about, you know, Rusty just sent us a picture.
Oh, he's great.
But, all right, this is – I'm going to tell you this. Because the whole thing they're talking about as far as the money that Texas is going to be able to do and with the and the they call it the sustainability of it. No, it's not sustainable and all those different things. All they got, all they want is one.
Yeah, you get one and then you can worry about sustainability.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all they want is one.
Exactly.
Like, I do believe that Ohio State went all in this year to get one. Now, not saying that they're going to fall off the map or anything, but they got that one. Mm-hmm. That's what Texas want. Texas want one.
Yeah, dude, one justifies trying for 10.
Exactly.
Like, the money you spend on trying to get 10, if you get one, you can make it work.
We'll worry about that later.
Yeah, worry about that later.
That's why everything is like, because that's why when I was thinking about this morning, and didn't even look at the rundown because it wasn't sitting yet, but Georgia got theirs. Now, Georgia got theirs when they were able to do and stack and all those things.
Yep.
Georgia can't stack like they used to.
No.
All right.
No. They're probably the last team that was going to be able to do that.
We're the last team that was able to do it, but we got ours. We got two of them. These damn high-rolling, these boosters and all that, they want that one. And they're going to spin their ass. Now, once they get that one, I promise you, them funds going to go back down.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Probably.
Yes.
But then you might be able to talk to some other rich boosters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all right, this guy who's got X amount of dollars gave us this for the thing. Well, we couldn't get it from you last time because you didn't believe in us, but we won a championship. Maybe we can get it from you this time. Plus, there's going to be revenue sharing. There's just like the streams of money that are going to be coming into these programs are increasing. You know?
Right.
I understand trying to go back to the well with the rich investor over and over again or the rich booster over and over again. If it doesn't pay off, that might dry up. But there's other streams that are flowing money into these programs
yes.
right now. So I'm not worried about the money not being there.
No.
What I'm worried about with Texas and Steve Sarkisian is when they play a team, because even if they spend $35 million on a roster, okay, they were better than everybody until the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played a team that was similarly talented to them, and they got smoked.
Yeah.
Texas, Georgia, similarly talented, smoked. You're going to have to be able to beat a team that's at your level at some point.
They have not done it.
They haven't done it. Sark never has. That's the thing about Sark, is I think he's a really good coach, but I don't know that he's good enough to beat Kirby. I don't know that he's good enough to beat, like, if Dabo's team is loaded. I don't know if he certainly wasn't good enough to beat Ohio State last year. That's the question I have about him, but I don't have a problem. What was wrong with the list?
What offended Abe?
What's wrong with the list?
I think there's a lot of things wrong with the list, if we're going to be honest.
We are.
I'm taking Dan Lanning. In my mind, it's who I'm taking over certain guys. Like, I'm taking Dan Lanning and Marcus Freeman certainly over James Franklin.
Yeah, I said that.
We said that.
I think Kyle Whittingham, after a one-year down spell, is probably too low.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we agree on all that stuff.
We agree on all that stuff. We're just not as outraged as you
were. We had the same opinions, just slightly different reactions.
I'm not outraged. I just had to sell it as a segment.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
You got me. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 20 minutes away from the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Braves get another win last night. A dramatic win in extra innings. Chris Sale was fantastic. Grant McCauley is going to join us at 1:20. We'll talk some Braves with him as well, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open for you.
Another NFL thing that came down a little while ago was Dallas Goedert restructured his contract to stay in Philadelphia. Yep. So they're keeping some of that cohesion because they were having to let people go because they had to, you know, they extended one of their linemen. Mm-hmm. And then obviously they're trying to move some money around because
Bond got a contract, the linebacker.
Also, Saquon got a new deal and everything mm-hmm. like that. So they had some let some guys go. They got to make some kind of room because that guy that went to Georgia, he's up. He's coming up for his extension pretty damn soon.
Yeah. He has another year like he had last year.
Yeah.
He's going to get a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of bread as a defensive tackle.
Which guy, by the way? Because they have seven guys.
Yeah, that is true, man.
I assume you're talking about
it. Because Smile Money got his contract already with them and everything like that. But yeah, Jalen Carter's going to get so paid.
Yeah.
So paid.
Did Davis get his contract, his fifth year picked up?
Yes, they picked it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Jordan Davis.
Yeah. So yeah, they're set to go and everything like that. And I wish I could find that video of it because we love Howie Roseman. I think he hustles the hell out of everybody and everything like that.
Great GM.
He's a great GM. I guess they were talking about they got video of him when Atlanta traded up and everything.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Okay. Yeah. Context. Okay. Bad context. Yeah. People are trying to say that he's laughing because the Falcons did what they did.
No.
He was laughing out of frustration because he was trying to make a trade and no one would trade with him.
Yes.
So yeah, I saw that as well. People were like, look at Howie Roseman's reaction to the Falcons trading up to get James Pierce. That's not what he was laughing at.
But,
he was laughing because he was like, I can't get
Why
won't these guys trade with me? Well, here's why, Howie.
Because you flex everybody,
Howie. Because every time you trade with somebody, the guy you get is amazing, and you fleece him.
Yes.
And everybody thinks you're too good of a general manager,
deal with it. No, I'm not going to trade up with you.
Yeah, no, I saw that crap.
Yeah,
I saw that crap like the weekend after the draft.
Yeah, I was like
Howie
on.
Roseman
I was like,
was laughing
on,
at the Falcons. No,
come
that's
on,
not
man.
What was happening.
We'll figure something out.
What a world we live in.
Yes.
World, clickbait world. Don't get baited, all right?
Don't get baited.
Be judicious with your clicks. Okay, gotta be a little careful with the clicks. Or are you trying to get your clicks? Don't do it.
Everybody kept sending me
Can't have my clicks.
See, Randy, I told you they reached. What?
Because what?
Well, because what?
Because of an out-of-context Howie Roseman laughing video?
Like, I was like, all right, dog. All right, man. Stop thinking.
Quit falling for it.
Stop falling for it and thinking the worst.
If we were fish, you would all been caught by now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, dog.
Every little thing comes down there shiny, biting on it, hooked through your gills, you're up there in the boat. Think about it like that. Think of all the clickbait as you being a fish. What are you looking at your elbows for?
Yeah, because you remember when we were on vacation, I had fell real hard.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, dang.
Yeah, man, that's the Berkshire Stack thing. That's just
dang.
Like, yeah, man.
That's.
I was like.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like. Damn.
Your right elbow is swollen.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what happens, man. At least the baby didn't hit the ground.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm all scrubbed up.
You protected the merchandise.
Yeah, man. But kept looking at it, it's like, damn. You get that thing looked at, but I'll be all right.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's just, yeah, it is what it is, man. I don't need elbows. Do you?
I like mine.
I mean, it's cool, but I'm like, what is ultimate? I mean, it helps with bend my arm and all that stuff, but I mean, how often do I bend my arms?
More than you think, probably.
Probably, because it's.
Try to keep that elbow straight the rest of the day.
Yeah. Kind of hurts a little
bit. Yeah, it's already hyperextended. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
All right, so the SEC softball tournament is underway, and since I'm pretty much going to guarantee the new one they all have kept track of, I'm going to update you.
I saw one thing yesterday. I don't know if you're going to talk about the one thing that I saw, but it was pretty weird.
Reminded
me of Major League 2.
If it's saying weird, then maybe not, but UGA did mercy rule Kentucky yesterday.
Get you some.
So beat them 8-0, UGA being the 12 seed, Kentucky being the 13 seed. So LSU is playing Miss State right now. That's a 9-8 seed. LSU's up 5-0 in the seventh. After that, 35 minutes-ish after that, Georgia's going to take on number 5, Arkansas. So they will play Arkansas today. All these games are happening in Athens, the whole tournament. So if you can get out there and catch some awesome softball action.
The catcher from Auburn got the yips, and she couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Really?
Remember in Major League 2?
Several times in a row?
Yeah. She was running the ball out to the pitcher because she couldn't throw it back to the pitcher.
Really? Man.
Yeah. I saw a video of it. It was wild.
Remember
that in Major League 2 when the catcher couldn't throw it back to the pitcher?
Was that Rook? Root?
Yeah. And then he had to start, like, remembering the profiles of Playboy models.
I think it was. It worked.
It worked. Yeah, he was reciting.
Son, if you throw that ball down there one more time.
Yeah, he was whipping it to third. Yeah, he could do all the other throws, but he couldn't. Yeah, the catcher from Auburn had the trouble throwing it back to the pitcher yesterday.
I've seen similar stuff, but not, you know, to that nature. That is kind of crazy. I've seen major leaguers who can't make a throw to first base.
Yeah, Chuck Knobloch threw it into the 15th row and hit Keith Olbermann's mom all those years ago.
Left-handed pitcher for the Cubs that I can't think of right now.
Yeah.
Throw the first ball to first base.
John Lester.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Lester couldn't throw the ball to first base. It's crazy when that happens to athletes. Like Charles Barkley's golf swing was a yips thing. They fixed it. He can swing a golf club perfectly normal now.
Without the little hitch at the top.
He doesn't do the hitch. Yeah, it's gone.
Another notable game happening today. Number 6, Florida takes on number 11, Ole Miss. That's going to be at 5:00 this afternoon. That's only notable because Abe's in the room. Reds left fielder Tyler Callahan, the guy that smashed into the wall attempting to catch the Matt Olson ball, has undergone successful surgery. He had broken both arms in his forearm.
Oh,
damn.
There was a plate inserted in his arm. Going to be out. No baseball activities for 6 to 8 weeks. I love Terry Francona. He's young. He'll be okay.
Six to eight weeks?
Six to 8 weeks, and he can resume baseball activities.
So he might play this year.
Playing catch and whatnot. He should probably play this
good
year. 2 months or so.
That is wild.
Good for him. Glad he's okay.
Hey, it's a good thing that it was broken forearm. As gruesome as that looked, and we're talking arm was 90-degree angle.
Yeah, it was gross.
Had he broken his wrist, you're looking at multiple surgeries and or ligament damage and stuff like that.
Or so imagine if he hurt his elbow.
Yeah, man, because I know mine.
Oh, same thing with the – yeah, man. Yeah, you don't want to hit those joints.
I would be on the shelf.
But you think you got two elbows?
Today? Yeah. Only certain motions hurt it.
What motion?
The elbow motions.
Which motions?
So on to the big league diamond, or as we continue on with the big league diamond, y'all should go look for this video of a Pittsburgh Pirates usher / security guard
that's
confronted by a drunk white dude, short guy.
Dude.
And look, I hate it for ushers and security guards at sporting events.
Yes.
When drunk people confront them. But this guy gets in this guy's face. You can't tell what they're saying.
Yes.
But he finally gets enough of it, and he tries to fight the guy. But he, dude, where did he learn how to fight? It's like he's trying to punch this drunk guy, but he's the one that looks drunk. He never lands a punch that I can see. Then he takes off his belt.
And whips him.
And starts trying to whip this dude. Pittsburgh Pirates have suspended
at it right
this,
now.
This
guy. They say the dude spit on him.
He did take off his belt.
They said the dude spit on the
drunk guy.
They said the drunk guy spit on the usher.
This is hilarious.
But he took his damn belt off, man. What are you doing?
You shouldn't have to deal with things like that.
What are you doing, people?
This is crazy.
He took his belt off.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's a really outrageous video.
They did suspend the guy, but if he spat on him,
yeah,
they
spit on him. Come on, grow up.
No, that's your ass.
Yeah.
Hit him with his belt.
I'm wondering what they were arguing about. Dude was already in the game. Maybe he had been overserved and they cut him off or something like that. There's no telling. Or maybe he was trying to come down lower into a seat that he didn't have tickets for or something. Well, it's, you know. Stop being a dirtbag.
That's it.
Yeah. Go
that's
to sporting events and enjoy
them.
That's
a quotable like thing right there. Don't be a dirtbag.
So I guess y'all have maybe seen that the Cleveland Browns have unveiled their rookie numbers. That may have come up yesterday. So Shedeur is not getting number two. DeAndre Carter is going to get number two, as DeAndre Carter has been in the NFL longer.
Mm-hmm.
Shedeur Sanders is going to take instead the number 12.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, Shedeur and Tom Brady have kind of a great relationship. Here's Tom Brady on some of the things he was trying to teach Shedeur as he enters into the NFL as a quarterback.
I wouldn't have part of any evaluation process or to
Skip Bayless
to see
says
that.
Otherwise.
No, no. Well, everyone's got every, you know. That's the problem with media is everyone can just say whatever the f- they want. I actually texted Shedeur because I know him very well. And I said, dude, like whatever happens, wherever you go, that's your first day. Day two matters more than the draft. I was 199. Yeah. So who could speak on it better than me? Like what that really means. Yeah. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it.
He's going to get chances.
Has Brady been working with a voice coach?
He's very good, isn't he?
Like his voice sounded three octaves deeper.
I mean, it was a little deeper.
He got money. He got all that money. I'm sure he got like a voice box tuned up.
That didn't sound like Fox booth NFL season last year, Brady. Yeah. Is he drinking some bourbon?
Now, do you think that when he gets in the booth and his adrenaline starts flowing, his voice kind of raises
octaves
a little bit?
Oh, yeah, when he gets excited, yeah.
But as he gets more reps, he will start to learn how to just calm down and talk about the sport that's going out there, and then that deep Tom Brady voice will come out. And,
to me, that's all he was lacking. Everyone wanted to hate him. I just thought his voice sounded weird.
If that's the reason he got 12, all right. You know, I saw so many different things. His dad was 21, so he turned around 12. I was like, And then 12 times 12 is 144. That was his pick. He's like, y'all are going too deep into this, dog.
Yeah, like if he wants to wear 12 because he likes Brady and Brady got drafted late and he got drafted late, and that's sort of like an encouragement or a motivator, that's great.
12 is a great number to wear if you're a quarterback in the NFL.
And the dude, who's number two, he was there. He signed as a free agent. He's asking you already over him. And for the most part, you don't take a veteran's number. Yeah. You just don't. Now, sometimes they do, but if he was the number one overall pick quarterback, he'd be wearing two.
Yeah, he's a fifth round.
Yeah, he's fifth round. He's a fifth round.
So he doesn't get to do that. Also, historically, like you said, 12 versus two. There's some good twos. Matt Ryan, obviously.
Matt Ryan,
12. Jameis, 12's Brady, Jim Kelly,
mm-hmm. Randall Cunningham,
Aaron Rodgers.
Staubach is 12.
Staubach, you're absolutely right.
Namath.
Namath
was 12.
He's probably more famous. 12.
A lot of 12s.
Quarterback number,
yeah,
right?
12 is a great quarterback number.
Yeah. So speaking of Tom Brady, this man, this Bill Belichick stuff, the more and more stuff starts to like come out with him and being whipped on his – but congratulations, Bill, if that is what's going on. She's controlling his life because he's whipped, and he's also in his 70s and she's 24. Congratulations. So it has come out – I'm sure y'all have seen that she supposedly was the reason why Hard Knocks backed out of UNC, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that reported,
her crap. Now, supposedly, you remember the Dunkin's commercial during the Super Bowl Part 2?
Right.
Where Bill Belichick was in it. She was in that video. Apparently, she forced herself into that video, was putting her foot down that he would not be able to be featured in the commercial, Dunkin's. He would not be able to be featured in the commercial if she didn't get a cameo role in it. And she's in the video or the commercial raising her hand and whatnot. Super freaking strange.
I'm just starting really not to believe half the stuff about this.
Oh, you think? You think it's kind of
Yeah, I do. I do.
Like a smear a campaign?
I didn't mean a smear campaign. Against Jordan. Not even a smear campaign. I think a lot of this crap is made up. A lot of I think more than more than anything, a lot of this stuff is made up about.
But why would they do that?
Because they got nothing else to do. And then it's one of those things where it's the same thing why they keep asking the same questions about certain things like exes. Why do you keep asking this about this same girl? Why are we so worried about Bill Belichick?
I am
like,
not.
Bill Belichick is a grown ass damn man that lives his whole life. So he got a young tenderoni, and he doing what he want to do. That's his money.
It's yes.
That's his damn money. That's a grown ass damn man.
None of it has anything to do with anyone.
What does it have to do with anybody?
And I guess while he does have plenty of money, though, you don't think that she's actually costing him a little bit of money?
She can't do nothing.
By interfering in projects?
She can't
do
nothing. She can't do nothing but sign her name, Bill sign over everything in the power attorney to her to lose all of Bill's money. Bill is freaking loaded.
Yeah, and even if she does, not my money.
Yeah.
You know, nor is it yours or anyone else's out there.
Man.
Like, if Bill Belichick gets swindled out of all of his money,
yeah,
that's on him.
But who's
not him?
It will have probably been worth it.
I don't know.
Bill ain't gonna let this woman take his money.
Is Steve his only kid?
And even if
I think he got a daughter.
Even if he does, you weren't getting any of it either way.
Bill ain't.
If this lady got in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial because of this, so what?
Bill,
you weren't gonna be in it.
Ain't as whipped as people think.
I don't care one way or the other.
Right.
He may be. He may not be.
Hey,
he's one of the great coaches in NFL history, and now he coaches at North Carolina.
What did John Witherspoon say? Got to reverse it, Marcus.
Yeah,
he got to reverse
it. And maybe that's what's happening. But even that is too much analysis of Bill Belichick's relationship.
Hey, Bill. Street as you are.
Do what you want.
Yeah, reverse it.
And then you too, talking to you right now. Driving on 285, you do what you want. And you over there on 20, headed west, you do what you want. Who cares what Bill Belichick does? Not me. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.